you know. We lose this state of being. And you can try it next time you have.
Is there too much thing as devotion?
Too much thing.
It's just devoting yourself to the being of one certain.
When you devote yourself to anything, you become one-pointed. When you become one-pointed, the progress are very fast. Because you are not scattered, your energy is not going to 1,000 different thought patterns. You know, people get exhausted are those that have a lot of thoughts. You know, whether physically is exhausting too. So the remedy is just to be quiet and to be in a state of being. Like in your meeting, if one keeps quiet and in a state of being, the doing will do its job, you know. It's too much doing in this country, seriously. It's so much doing. It's just doing a lot. A lot of doing. And people feel guilty to not do. I mean, that's the extent of brainwash, you know. Sitting on a quiet place for most people in this country is being lazy. Get up and do something, you know. And I don't mean that we just sit and watch TV instead of being, just being, you know, being just in a state of being. Is.
And how do you work to that? Obviously, a monk can do it for all day, weeks, mm-hmm. months at a time. Mm-hmm. And we, in a normal society of this country, are busy doing lots of things. So would you aspire to doing, yeah. starting with like we do here, and then spend more time?
I think that for Western mind, discrimination is what's going to do it in the beginning. In other words, whatever comes to your senses, to your mind, for a moment, think that if this is temporary or not. Say anything, any subject, anything that comes to your mind, say, is this eternal? If it is not, drop it. In your mind, drop it. You can still act upon it. So discriminate between what is temporary and what is eternal. And stand in the ground of eternal. If you develop that habit, what happens is your mind, who was grabbing like a sponge, with this practice, without you knowing, daily, whatever comes, it can discriminate and drops it. And what happens is, automatically you become in a state of being. Of course, it helps to go daily a little bit, 5 minutes at a time into silence. But for me, always been, is this eternal? No. Why would I waste my time on it? There is a saying in Farsi, is a poetry that says, a poet says, half of our life is spent to be attached, and the other half should be spent to detach.
To be what?
To detach.
To detach.
And I think this is a good motto, you know, to follow it. Any other comment or question? I don't know if you guys are here feeling my heat. Anybody's getting really feeling it? Are you boiling sitting beside
no.
me?
Go. Oh, listen.
How many of you feel like there is this middle path that does not have to be this or that? How many grasp it? They know what's going on. Do you? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And to say it another way to Mihaela, law of karma is when, is the law for the flies. They have no discrimination. They sit on anything they want to. And therefore, they need to have a law to bring them, you know, wherever they sit, somebody hit them. That's the law of karma.
That's the end of their life, right?
Yeah,
there.
Right. But a bee goes straight to a pollen. Just goes straight one-pointed to a pollen of a flower and sits upon it, and it's just completely so intoxicated and that it, even the nectar of it comes out of it. And people cherish it and they gather it and they benefit from it. So law of karma is for those unruly, ignorant, when we are in ignorance, wherever we go, we get slapped, or get a piece of whatever we can get. But for the bees, I know I'm a little bit rude, but for the bees, it just came to me, you know, but what do you say to do that, to explain that? For the bees, just goes straight to the pollen and just sits in a state of being, and for that there is no karma whatsoever. And why is that? Aren't you glad it is? Can you imagine if the flies could get away with anything they wanted to? It makes sense. Only in the dream, only in the dream. For awaken, there is no question.
Well, don't flies get away with anything they want to? I mean, they have no fear.
They don't have any fear, but believe me, not too many people like them. So
but
wherever
they
go, oh no, they don't care, but their life becomes very short. I think they do, because as soon as you go, they fly away. They must care a little bit. It's just an example. I really love flies. I think they had a bad role to play.
They had bad karma.
Yeah. They just had a shitty role
they
to play.
Really yeah.
You know, they talk about in the time of Jesus and so many of his disciples, they put him on the pedestal, and so many of the, that betrayed him and all of that. All I can say, they had different roles to play. And I think it's really noble to play a really, really bad role. Accept it. How many of us would like to accept a bad role? I mean, I wouldn't want to, you know. But so when you look at it this way, there is no judgment that can be passed anymore. When there is no judgment, there is no conflict in the world at all. If the Palestinian did not judge the Israeli and vice versa, would it be any war? So it all comes from a mind of judgment. And the mind is judged because it's dipped, you know, in ignorance. So for those of us that sees that there's only a role to play, the judgment totally stops. We can't judge anymore. Next time we are in a room that there is a silence, don't feel inadequate. Run with it. You know, have you seen, you're sitting in the car with your friend and you're talking and all of a sudden there is a quiet and you feel like responsible to entertain. There are so many times I want to come here and not say a word and just go into silence and communicate that way, but I guess I'm preparing. You know, I have 1 hour of just silence, you know. And there is a huge communication in silence because the silence becomes one, and in that there is a uniform understanding. There is no static going through it anymore by words. It's just clear channel of understanding. This is why silence is so very important, because it has no residue in it. It's just pure, pure understanding. Namaste.
Namaste.